Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the week of hope. And the reading for today, Thursday, December 2nd, comes from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 12. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made the intercession for the transgressors. Today's reading comes from Corey Scott. I'm always amazed when I see some sort of plant growing up in the middle of a concrete sidewalk. I always wonder, how is this even possible? I'm no biologist, but I at least know that plants need three things to grow: soil, sun, and water. Yet it is obvious when you see a dandelion in the middle of a sidewalk that the smallest amount of light and soil and water can still produce life even out of the hardest ground. Isaiah 53 describes the coming Messiah as a tender shoot growing out of dry ground. We know from the Gospels that Jesus' life on the planet was anything but comfortable. He endured ridicule, hardship, homelessness, and much more even before he made it to the cross. Isaiah points out in alarming detail the suffering of his cross. The irony in this is that the crucifixion had not yet even been invented when the prophet wrote these words. Verse 11 offers us a glimpse of hope even in the tragedy of his suffering. Jesus will see the light of life and be satisfied. He will justify many. We find ourselves among those who have been forgiven and justified by the sacrifice of Jesus. In this week of hope, perhaps you've sensed your heart feeling more like concrete than the life of Jesus that wants to grow through the cracks. I believe it's really hard to focus our thoughts on Christmas without remembering the reason Jesus came in the first place: to give us hope through his death and resurrection. Though the original audience of Isaiah's day probably had little idea their precious Messiah would be stretched out on a cross for their sins, we know today that our hope is found in this established fact: Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. I pray this hope opens the cracks of your heart a little more today. Jesus, we thank you for the purpose of your birth, your death on a cross, and resurrection. Help us to once again place our hope in what you have already done for us. Soften our hearts to the eternal significance of your sacrifice. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.